haven't done this for a while.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, we're gonna give it a try and see.
I think the last episode was in January with Get Judged.
January, damn.
Yeah, January.
We in it now?
We're
We're doing
recording.
it? Oh,
We're recording.
okay. I thought
Yeah.
it was like rehearsal or something.
No.
Okay, all
No,
right.
I just thought
So
I'd
let's
turn
get
it
into
on
it.
and get into it.
Okay.
Okay, welcome to the Bombtastic Podcast. This is episode 114.
Oh wow, 114.
Yeah. And I'm here with Arash.
This is me,
Where are
Arash.
you from?
I'm originally from Iran.
And we have been friends for
I'd say I think 3 years.
3 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unfortunate. No, I'm not kidding. I'm just kidding.
And you are listening to Travel Diaries Solo in New York.
Nice. Yeah. So let's hear some stories.
You
Solo
want to?
stories. Oh, yeah.
Okay. I was going to travel with my friend, and then last minute, my friend was unable to come.
Okay.
So I arrive at the airport and I'm in the boarding area. What's it called? Boarding area?
Yeah.
Boarding area. And I right then I was like, oh, what am I gonna do for the time I didn't plan? And so I was thinking, I was a little worried at first because I wasn't planning on being solo in New York.
Yeah.
I know I knew a few people there, but I didn't really like make any plans with them.
Right.
And then I was just thinking like, oh, there's a bunch of hotels, I'll be fine. And I just felt like I was going to have a good time.
Yeah, and you've traveled by yourself before.
Yeah, but
It's
it's different, a little different when you don't plan on traveling alone.
Yeah, a bit of a surprise,
Yeah, it was,
huh?
I was in shock at the boarding area. And I was like, oh shit, what am I gonna do? And then I went to get a water because that's the first thing you do at the airport, get water,
Because you can't take water with you, right?
Right? You have to
Yeah,
throw out your water
yeah,
and then get new water.
yeah, airport water.
And I saw a mouse
Oh shit. Okay.
right before I grabbed the water. And yeah, so I waited to board. I was early, of course, because you usually go 3 hours before. Is that what you do when you travel?
Yeah, international for sure. I mean, I always plan to be there 3 hours before, but you know, I'm sometimes late. And so yeah,
Oh, really? You've been late? Like running through?
Not running, but I would kind of be rushing it.
Yeah.
And but I've never been like last minute, I wouldn't say that, but yeah.
Do you remember that movie, The Terminal?
Oh yeah.
With, is it Catherine Zeta-Jones
Yes.
and was it, what's his name? Tom
Tom
Hanks?
Hanks.
Yeah.
That's a good film, right? I've seen it probably 50 times. Yeah,
Really?
because it just comes up on TV too.
Oh, wow.
But yeah, it's a good film.
I remember renting that film,
Oh,
like
really?
at Rogers Video or like Blockbuster
Oh,
or something.
damn.
Yeah, that long ago.
I remember the first time I saw it. Yeah, I got the DVD too. But that was back in Iran, and DVD was not rental. You would have a dealer for your DVD, so you would just kind of in the black market, you would get it. And then,
Really?
yeah.
And did you hear about the movie before?
Well, yeah, because I was a movie, like, kind of a fanatic, like a movie buff.
Yeah.
And I would always go find movies.
So, where would you hear of the movie?
I would just dig online
Okay.
and see what's coming out this year and kind of look into if I like an actor or a director, what have they made before? And I find it and I'm like, okay, this seems good, so let's give it a try.
And then you'd call out like a dealer.
Well, when I initially started, there was a guy who was in the in the bus stop in front of our school, so I didn't have to call. He was always there, but
Wow.
sometimes when he wasn't there, we would like, okay, he got caught.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was always there, and we would go and get. Yeah,
Cool.
it was cheap because he would just be copying,
And what about
copying.
like if you were into like a TV show or?
He could get you anything you want. Yeah.
So did you ever like order like a TV show?
Yeah.
What would you order?
Good question. What did I watch? My first TV show, I think I started with I think it was Sopranos.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You know, I've never seen that.
No?
I should watch it.
I watched it a long time ago that I don't remember anymore.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was my first. I got into that, and then Lost and Prison Break. That was like, yeah.
Cool.
And yeah.
And you would rent it or buy it? Sorry.
No, buy it.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, he wouldn't
Okay.
rent it. Yeah.
Was there any time or was there any time when you rented something and it didn't work?
No, it always worked, but
Okay.
sometimes it did happen that it was like bad quality, like
Yeah.
somebody recorded it in the cinema or something. It was really bad
Would you ever
quality.
go find him after?
Yeah, and I will tell you, bro, like, why do you do this to me? I'm your regular customer. Like,
Yeah.
and he's like, oh, sorry, man. So he would like kind of compensate it with a new one.
Do you think he was re like, did he know about it? Like it was bad quality?
I don't know. Probably he knew. Because a lot of them, when they're brand new,
Yeah.
it's like that,
Okay.
bad quality. So I'm sure he knew, and he just wanted to get the money fast. Yeah.
I remember downloading like from LimeWire, I think.
Right. So what made you think of Terminal White? You when you were in the airport, you thought of like the film?
You unplug that. Sorry. Be careful. Okay, thanks.
Yeah. That was your concern? Right. Right. Yeah.
Terminal, because it's they're in like an airport.
Yeah. No, okay.
Because we were talking about the airport.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so I go onto the plane and like I have a whole row free.
Nice.
But then, dun dun dun.
Oh,
Of course,
no.
a bigger person comes sits
Oh,
next to me.
yeah.
But he was nice with his wife.
Oh, two.
Yeah.
Like two of them, so they occupied the entire. Okay.
Well, yeah.
Right.
And he kind of like forgot I was there and kind of like rested on me.
Oh, come on.
And then I was just like sitting there. And then he also like put his like pillow cushion, what is it? Neck pillow?
Yeah,
Neck
yeah,
pillow?
yeah. I use it for my back, actually.
He didn't realize it went into my seat, and because I didn't take up the whole seat, that there was like a lot of space. And then I'm like, is this what's going to happen the whole way? And then he saw that. I'm like, okay, he didn't mean to, you know.
Right.
I don't want to like freak
No,
out,
I know.
you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, but so guess what he had as a snack?
What?
What's the nut shop?
Nut shop.
Persian nut shop.
Oh, really? Ayoub's?
You,
Really?
yeah, he had a bunch of those and he offered me some nuts.
He offered you his nuts?
Yeah.
Like, have some.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm
Did you have
like,
some?
and I looked at him and I'm like, okay, thank you. And
Okay.
I like went in and dug in to the
All
nuts and
right.
there was a whole variety.
Oh, nice. So it was a mixed one.
Yeah. And I like that brand
Yeah,
or
they
the,
have good nuts.
yeah, they do. Let the people know what Ayoub is.
So it's a shop here that sells all kinds of Persian nuts, and they're actually decent. You get different flavors, how they roast it. It's pretty good.
It's pretty fancy in there.
Is a little bit pricey,
Yeah.
but it's good. It's
You can get like
worth it.
different flavored
Yeah,
pistachios and
exactly.
even like dessert too, right?
Yeah, they
Yeah.
have like Turkish delight and stuff.
They asked me for a drink and I just said Coke and then they gave me a Pepsi and then I realized I don't like Pepsi anymore.
Huh. Like, there is a difference in the taste, but I don't mind either. But I always, yeah, Coke is better for sure.
I used to like Pepsi when I was younger, and now I like Coke. And shout out to Chicano-ish podcast because they were talking about how they only drink Coke. And I realized I only like to drink Coke now. Not because of them, but
No, got it. Yeah.
because there's more flavor. If it Pepsi is watered down. Like we just had Pepsi today, right?
But yeah, Coke is just nicer. Yeah.
And you can if you have rusty nails, you can actually clean them by putting it in Coke.
Oh.
So imagine what it does to your
Rusty
teeth.
nails? How does one
Google
have
it.
rusty nails?
No, like hammer, like the nails, like the, what do you call
Oh, that's good. Okay, it's that kind of a nail, right?
Okay, so that day that I left to the airport, I actually worked. So I woke up at 6:30, and then my flight was at 10 p.m. And then I arrived in New York at 6:30 a.m. And then I stayed up until like the evening. So I was up for like more than
More than,
24
oh
hours.
yeah.
And so I've been to New York before in the last 6 months. And I went to New York with Kelly in August. And then so I kind of knew like
What to expect?
where I was going and everything. And the taxi was $80 from the airport to Times Square. And I said Hilton Times Square, and they took me to the wrong Hilton. I kind of like realized that after I dropped my bag off at the hotel or my suitcase.
Oh, so okay.
And it was fine because I kind of wanted to walk around anyways, and Central Park was right there.
Right. Nice spot.
Yeah, and it was a beautiful spring day in Central Park. I sent you a picture.
You sent
Yeah,
those are nice.
it was really nice. Like people were playing music, the horses and everything.
Yeah, when you sent me that photo, I was like, that's nice. Meanwhile, here it was like gloomy and rainy at that time. Yeah.
And then I went to a cafe and bought an egg croissant sandwich. An iced coffee, Americano, no cream.
Okay.
Then I walked to Central Park. I walked all the way to the like halfway almost to Central Park to the where they like do rowboating. But
Oh.
you've heard of Central Park where there's like so much to do there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I walked by like a dog park and I think a tennis court and like a other field and yeah.
Right.
After that, I walked to the Astro restaurant and sat at the diner bar. The guy at the bar was really nice. He was showing me all his pictures with celebrities, and I was guessing. He was like, "Who is this?" And I was like guessing who they were. Yeah.
Guessing game, nice.
And then I was like, "That's." I'm like, "Okay, don't make fun of me if I say the wrong thing, but I think that's Wolverine." And he's like, "Yeah. I got it right. What's his name? Wolverine guy."
Jackman?
Okay.
Yeah.
I
It's easy
don't.
because he's the only one, so.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Yeah. I've never seen Wolverine before, but I
I
knew
don't think
it.
I've ever seen it either, but yeah.
So I'm like, "Do you want to see my picture with a celebrity?"
I
And then
love
I'm
my
like
picture.
finding the picture and I'm like, "Who is this?" And he's like, "Aquaman."
Aquaman only, so.
Yeah. Jason Momoa. That is his
No,
name.
I know.
Oh.
Yeah. I like how you slide it in there, like the introduction. What was his name? Anyway, carry on.
I ordered food, but could barely eat it. It was huge. It was
Oh.
a big, I think I ordered a big sandwich with salad. And then I had a couple drinks there. And the other waitress was saying he was flirting with me. But I thought we were just like talking and yeah. And then I saw like the muffins, and the muffins looked funny that they had, and I'm like, what is that? Like a hot crust bun? And he's like, no, it's a muffin. And then it kind of looked like a piece of bread. And then he's like, do you want one? I'm like, sure. And so he gave me a muffin, and it was really good.
Oh, okay.
It was like a heavy cake bread thing.
Right.
And then like he gave it with butter and jam.
So maybe it was like a scone, no?
No.
Right.
It was like muffin shaped.
Huh. Weird.
Why would
they serve muffin with butter and jam?
Right?
It's weird.
We don't have our, well, wait. People have muffins and butter.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
I think.
I've never, yeah, I just.
I usually just eat it. Yeah. Yeah.
Huh. Maybe it's a New York thing, huh?
Maybe, but I've never seen it with jam.
Yeah. What was in the muffin? What kind of muffin was it?
Blueberry? I don't know, but it just tasted good. It was almost like a.
Vanilla.
What do you call those? Southern cake.
Oh, like corn?
Cornbread.
Just cornbread? Or it was
it
like...
wasn't cornbread, right, but right. it was like that.
Got it.
I don't know how to explain it.
Got it.
But it was really good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Huh.
And then I tried checking into the right hotel. I took my luggage, I dragged it all the way through Times Square when it was like heavy traffic and people.
Okay.
And I was just like, I was enjoying it.
Do you travel light or heavy?
Oh, always heavy. I've traveled a lot, but I always want to bring like what I think I will
got it.
Need.
Yeah.
I'd rather have more than less when I travel.
Yeah, no.
Because usually like I'm not carrying it for that long.
Yeah.
And I know other people are the opposite, but I'd rather have options.
Yeah.
Keep your options open.
Yeah. That can apply to anything. But yeah, like when I travel, I would like to like have more sometimes, but because I'm cheap, I always try to just get on the flight with a carry-on and not have a checked-in baggage.
Yeah, I can't do that.
I just like really plan how many days and, you know, yeah.
You know, when I travel, I just want to enjoy everything.
No, I know. I mean,
I want to have my favorite body cream. I want to have my favorite hair oil, you know?
Right.
Just like I'm at home. And I don't care if it's a big size. I'm going to bring it.
Right. Nice.
I don't care. Anyways.
So, damn, I can imagine how long you were just commuting with a big luggage, right?
Yeah.
You were
walking. And it was hot out, too.
Oh, right.
But it was fun. Like, yeah, I could tell people, well, obviously, they could see that I'm not from there.
Yeah. Like, I've never been to New York, but I could imagine, like, it's so busy and there's so many people, they don't really care. But, right?
Yeah. And have you ever heard of, I think it's a YouTuber that says, in an like New York accent, like, oh, what does he say? I totally forgot. Something like, hey, I'm walking here.
Oh, that's from a movie.
It's from a movie. How do you say it? How do you do it?
Hey, I'm walking here.
There's so many people that joke when we're crossing the crosswalk.
So you want to know a fun fact about that line?
Okay.
So,
fun fact with Arash.
Yes, listen carefully. So, yeah, that's Dustin Hoffman said that. It was in the film, if I'm not wrong, Midnight Cowboy.
Okay.
And that was actually improvised. So they were actually crossing the street.
Yeah.
And there's a cab driver almost hitting them. And he improvised. He's like, hey, I'm walking in here. And then, yeah. So that was, they just left it there because they were like, it seems natural.
Can you do the accent?
I'm not great with accents only. I'm good with Persian accent only. But you try.
No.
No. Hey, I'm walking in here. No, I don't. I can't. I can't do it. No.
I can't do it either. I tried. Hey, I can't. Okay.
You should like replay it and then put it in
Oh,
the,
if I
you
like
know.
heard the accent, I'd probably be good at like,
Right.
you know, impersonating.
Oh, look, we referenced to two films in this. Let's see what other films we can refer
Oh,
to.
by the way, fun fact by Elisa, I guess. Arash is a film buff.
That's right.
He works at, oh, should I not say? Sorry.
He works at
You
film.
can find him at the film, Vancouver Film
Film.
place
Yes.
near the Scotiabank.
Oh,
Okay. And then, yeah, so I checked in, blah, blah, blah. I met my friend and we went out for dinner at a Italian restaurant.
okay.
I forget the name. It started with an M, I think. And we went to a few Irish bars. Dude, I had a Guinness.
Okay. Is that a bad
It's
thing?
a heavy like
Right.
beer, and I usually go with
Right.
Pilsner.
Right.
Why are you laughing?
No, because, you know, usually, not usually, you'd think a pale ale is a Pilsner,
Yeah,
but
okay. Tonight I found out that I've been ordering pale ales, but
expecting.
thinking I like pale ales, but my favorite is Pilsner.
Yes. Business is better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know. I thought like pale meant like lighter,
Yeah.
but no.
No.
It doesn't mean that. Yeah, but I went for a hardcore Guinness.
Okay.
I think we had a Jameson shot.
Right, damn.
And what else did we have?
Jameson shot. Okay.
I feel like I had gin too.
Oh, I'll leave. You just mixed everything, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then, yeah, like, it was fun. Yeah, we went to a few bars and. I don't know. I can't remember.
And I can't remember after the gin.
I just remember I started getting cold. Oh, and then we went into a souvenir shop. And
At
then,
night, it's open?
oh, yeah, New York.
Souvenir
New
shop.
York.
Okay, got
See,
it.
that was my accent. I can't.
Yeah,
No, that was
just apply
bad.
that on that
It was
line.
bad.
Okay.
The next day, I decided to walk to Grand Central Station. Oh, shit. Forgot about this.
Wow. What is that?
Oops.
Oh, the you sent me a photo. There's lots of you know, extra
Film?
information. Yes. There's a lot of films that's shot there.
Like what?
Okay, I'm not that good. No. I can't remember like specific films, but I just know there's a lot of films shot there.
Yeah. Actually, you know, somebody feed Phil. Somebody feed Phil. He went there. He's like, you gotta check out Grand Central Station.
Right.
So I did.
Nice.
But on the way, I was walking to the library and I'm like, oh, this is a nice building. What is this? It's a library. And
Okay.
then I hear someone behind me like, oh, you're like Marilyn Monroe. Oh, you're like Jessica Rabbit, the cartoon. And I'm like, they're totally two different things.
Yeah.
Or
They just
one's a
randomly
cartoon,
told
one's an
you. Yeah.
actress. And then I just start laughing because
Yeah.
I'm like,
Okay.
and then he's like, can I have a hug? And I'm like, okay. And
So random.
I know. And I held on to my purse because I'm like, I'm not
Right. Yeah,
falling for that.
good.
Even though
Nice.
I could have said no to a hug. And then, do you know what happened?
Fuck, what?
The same thing that happened in Mexico.
Sure. He went for like.
He kissed me on the cheek.
Oh, right.
And then right away I message shout out to Irma Gomez and Edgar Gomez from Chavo 101 podcast. Not the Chavo from Ask the Fellas.
Oh, there's two.
Well,
Right.
a lot of people get them mixed up. They're
Right.
like, is that the Chavo from Ask the Fellas or Chavo 101?
Right. Okay.
Chavo 101 and Irma's are the people that I went to Mexico with.
Got it.
But anyways, in Mexico, they know they were there when someone kissed me
Yeah, I
randomly on the cheek,
remember.
and then I'm like, guys, it happened again.
Right.
It was funny. They're like, we laughed, but are you okay? I'm like, yeah, I'm okay.
Good.
So I went into, and then after that, I was just in shock and I was like, oh, okay. And then I keep walking because I'm like, I don't know what
Yeah.
else to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, so on the way, I went to the library. And then there was like the original Winnie the Pooh exhibition.
Is there? Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah, but I couldn't find it. It was a big library.
Right.
You know what was weird?
What?
When I was walking around the library and I was like, how come I haven't seen one book yet?
So what was there then?
Like a lot of hallways
Oh,
and a gift shop.
right.
Yeah. And then after that, I walked to Grand Central Station and I went in. And I'm like, oh, this is what Phil was talking about.
Right.
But it was really cool because you'd see like the ticket booth and it looked so like ancient looking, like vintage. It was really cool. And
Okay.
then there was like the middle part with the clock. And then there was like a guy, like a ticket guy or whatever.
Yeah.
And then there was also like army people.
Oh.
Like soldiers, there's a lot in the States, like hanging out.
Okay. Like
Well, not hanging out,
on
but like,
duty or just like
yeah.
right.
And then you go downstairs to, it's like a Grand Central Station food court.
Okay.
I saw a pierogi place. And I was like, I mean, and I was like, that sounds really good right now.
Okay.
So I saw that there is like mushrooms and sauerkraut pierogies.
Oh, I've never had
So good.
sauerkraut pierogies. Okay.
Really good. And I took a picture. If anyone plans on going to New York and you like anything that you hear, let me know because I take a lot of pictures and I'll let you know where like good places that I ate at.
I confirmed that she has good suggestions.
Yeah, because I chose the Coquitlam Grill today. And lasagna and rib special.
Was good though. Like,
It was really
it
good
was
because we
good.
decided to go to the Coquitlam Crunch, which is like
Crunchy.
up the mountain with a lot of stairs.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it only took like 10 minutes,
Yeah. Yeah, it was fairly quick.
but it was like really steep.
Was like 500 stairs.
It's a good place to start when you're like about to hike, or like when you're starting to hike, because tomorrow we're going on another hike, Deep Cove. What's it called? Quarry Rock.
Don't ask me, yeah.
So you
Sorry.
like hike near the water, and then you at the end of the hike, you're on top of this rock, and you look all over North Van.
Oh,
Yeah.
I'm excited. Okay.
And apparently, Kelly told me she was there like recently, and the pizza's really good. Deep Cove
Pizza?
pizza.
All right.
Anyways, we're talking about New York.
Yep.
Got distracted. I just want to give a shout out to Jonathan Rios. You know how we've been like sending packages back and forth?
Right.
We use the same box over and over again.
Really?
Yeah.
That
And
thing is still like
it
intact?
yeah, there's like
Okay.
duct tape everywhere. Is it duct tape? No, duct tape.
Yes. What did you say? Oh, yeah, the
Duct
second
tape?
one. Duct tape.
Duct tape.
But you say it so fast because it's like the T is kind of like duct tape.
Duct tape.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, it's a bit taped up.
Okay.
And he had a good idea to laminate our shipping label.
Huh.
So
How?
he has a laminated shipping label to get to me, and you flip it over. And it's to send it back to
Ah,
him.
that's smart.
Yeah. So shout out to Jonathan because he sent me a bunch of cookies and the hot sauce
Oh,
thing to go. It's
okay.
like a keychain. You can put it on your belt loop
Okay.
and carry your hot sauce
Hot sauce
wherever
around.
you go.
Yes. On the go.
Yeah.
Shh.
Anywhere you go,
Nah.
you'll have it.
Nice. Who doesn't want hot sauce on their food? At all times, right?
a lot of people here.
Yeah,
But I love hot
me
sauce.
too. I almost use it on anything.
But you know how there's a lot of people here that don't like it.
I know, I know.
They're kind of
Yeah.
bland.
Yes. I like that word. Yeah.
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 Anyway, shout out to him. He gave me a whole bunch of cookies and I pretty much ate all of them already.
Oh, okay.
They were so good.
Kind of cookies you can't find in Canada, hey?
Yeah.
Hey? Kind of cookies you can't find in Canada, hey?
Hey or A?
Oh, A? Is it A?
Oh
Hey.
my. This is what we're like all the time, by the way, because we've been friends for a long time and this is our banter.
Like I said before,
Did
unfortunately,
you
yeah.
think Canina said hey?
Well,
Well, we say hey.
is it? Yeah, it's yeah. You're
It's
right. It's like
A.
A, hey, but it's
E-H.
there's an
No, it's
H there. A,
E-H.
A.
Yeah, E-H. H is at the end.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So A.
You don't have to.
A. Okay. Yeah.
Okay, now I'm going to have to say it. Like,
Yes.
I never say A.
No,
I say hey, though.
you yeah, yep.
But, okay. Think of one person.
Oh yeah, I can.
All right. So, okay, let me think. Wow, that's cool, eh?
Right. Yeah.
Can't think
Yeah,
of anything else
that's
right now.
that no, that's good. That was good.
Yeah?
So yeah. So back to
Do I
that.
sound Canadian? I don't think I.
Normally you don't, but if you
Yeah.
want to, you can.
If I want to?
Yeah, just like now.
Oh, like when I acted?
Yeah.
I don't think that was pretty good. That I don't think that was good Canadian.
It was close enough.
What am I? I know I'm half British.
Right. So half British, half Canadian, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So those cookies, you can't find them in Canada?
No.
Okay. Okay. Nice. Okay.
Yeah. What else did he give me? Oh, he gave me that like hot sauce. Remember? The
Right.
fancy
Oh
one?
yeah.
Yeah. But I've started his package already.
Okay. Oh, okay.
I don't know if I should say it because he'll be listening.
Yeah, probably it's not, don't say it, 'cause you know,
But
when they
okay,
open
maybe
the
I'll say
package,
one
that's
thing.
nice. Okay.
I gave him, it's probably not healthy, but I gave him powder to make poutine gravy.
What's the difference between normal gravy
I
and
don't know. I've
poutine?
never
Okay.
had it.
I never.
You know what's funny?
Right.
Every time I give a gift from Canada, I've never like tried it before, but
Right.
I know it's not like available there,
Okay.
you know?
Yeah. No, that's good still.
Well, except for like all dressed chips and ketchup chips
Right.
and
Yeah.
but yeah. Okay. Back to New York.
Okay.
And then yeah. So for me to get around, because I was like on my own, I would use Google Maps a lot.
Yeah.
So I was Google mapping a lot and I would just be like, oh, that building, I've heard of that building. I'll walk over there.
Okay.
And I just want to give some travel tips for women walking alone in New York or anywhere. One good tip is if you feel a little unsafe and you're walking, what you do is if there's like a couple in front of you, walk right behind them so it looks like you're in a group.
That's smart. That's a
Yeah,
good tip.
thank you. And just use your common sense. Like if you feel like the area is not safe, go to back to where you felt safe and get a taxi or an Uber if you want. Okay? Because
Yeah.
it's not worth it.
Always be smart, right?
Yeah. And if you're going to go in a taxi, this is what I did in Amsterdam when I was on my own. Because I've solo traveled a lot before
Yeah.
when I was younger, but it was just different this time because I wasn't planning on it until last minute. So what I do, if you go, like if you go into a taxi, just ask how much it is before.
They don't have a taxi meter or something like that.
No, but they'll add more.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
And yeah, like they'll think you're not looking, and then I noticed it. Yeah.
You know, one time I was in a taxi going to the airport. That was back in the Philippines. And then I was so tired that I fell asleep. And then by the time, and I knew I wasn't so far from the airport, but by the time we get to the airport, I look at the taxi meter. I'm like, that's a lot. So I was like, that motherfucker, you know, was just going around and
Yeah.
around, and I was asleep, right?
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, I can't say anything. So I was asleep.
The opposite thing happened to me in England, like in 2009. I was on my own. Well, I
The
would.
opposite. The driver fell asleep? No, okay.
No, he actually felt bad for me because I was lost.
Okay.
And so he actually only charged me £18 when it was really like £80.
Holy, okay.
Yeah, and I felt so bad. I was like, oh, I'll pay for it tomorrow. I don't know why. I think maybe I didn't bring enough money or something. But I was staying at my mom's cousin's house.
That's nice.
And yeah, but I had their card in my purse, but I was drunk. And I was like a 2 minute drive away, and I was lost for 2 hours.
Shit.
Like in the taxi for like an hour at least.
Oh,
Yeah. And
shit.
then they, I was drink, I was like tipsy, and we were going around the roundabout because there's a lot of roundabouts in England.
Yeah.
And I was like, pull over, I need to throw up. Because, you know, it's like, yeah, anyways.
Oh, okay. That was
There's a lot more, but
to that story. Okay. Damn.
tomorrow.
Okay.
Um, 2009, I was, yeah, I don't know how old I was, but I was pretty young. Yeah. Anyways, it doesn't matter. But I just remember I was like, okay, I'm gonna call my dad at the time. And my dad was so happy to hear from me. He's like, oh, hi, Lisa. I'm just at the BC Lions game with, and then my brother. And he's like, wait a minute. Why are you calling at 5 in the morning?
Oh.
Because he realized the time difference. And I'm
Yeah.
like, it doesn't matter. Just can you get mom
Oh.
to call me back? I need the address. Even though I had the address in my wallet the whole time, but I didn't even think of it.
Right.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm still here.
Damn. Yeah. Good you're still here.
Yeah, thank
Yeah.
you. Anyways, tips for women soldiers.
Okay. Let's circle back. Yes. Okay.
I don't know. Yeah, you kind
Yeah.
of
But
just,
that's a smart way.
and you
That's a
just
good
act
tip.
like act confident, because if you're like, I don't know.
Yeah. You gotta play the part, like kind of being
Yeah.
confident, yeah.
And you know what I did? I made sure I didn't look like a tourist.
Right.
Well, like,
I feel like everywhere I go, I look like a tourist.
I just mean like I dress like I like Googled how they dressed, like New Yorkers.
Okay.
And then I found out like right after the library, someone was like, oh, you want to get a haircut? Like, oh, no, thank you. Like, he was just a hairdresser,
Okay.
like handing out coupons. And he's like, do you live here? And I'm like, no, I don't. I'm like, it must have worked.
That's funny.
Okay. And sometimes when I use Google Maps, yeah, I read that you're not supposed to, like, if you don't want to like look like a tourist, you don't start staring up at the buildings.
Oh, I do that all the time, though.
Yeah, I do it a little bit, and then yeah.
Yeah, that's what gives it away, you
Yeah.
see.
And obviously if you're like a woman alone, and you're walking, don't be just like, if you're looking at your phone, like always make sure you're safe.
Oh, yeah.
Like make sure there's no one like around you.
Yeah.
I usually just go to the side of a building and make sure I have my back towards the building, and then I look at my phone.
Right,
Yeah.
yeah. You're giving good tips,
Yeah.
honestly. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Like, I
And
would never think of these things.
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but no, like it was really good. Like you just follow a couple, and then 'cause I felt safe, or I felt safe most of the time, but there was some parts where I'm like, maybe I should like look like I'm in a group. So I'd like follow them, and then I'm like, well, I don't want to creep these people that I'm following. So I'd kind of like switch it up. And
Yeah.
then so it looked like I was with like a bunch of people I knew.
No, that's good.
And then I ended up walking all the way to Soho. I walked and then decided to take the subway for one stop because at one point I didn't feel safe. So I decided to take the subway. And I went to Min and Mon. It is like a purse, like a
First shop.
electric, eccentric, like purse,
All
designer
right,
bag
got you.
place. And I heard about it from my sister-in-law, and it's her birthday in May, so I got her a gift.
Nice. Man and Mon?
Min and Mon.
Min and Mon.
Yeah. And they have like different wallets and purses. I walked to Cat's Deli. It's like a famous deli. There's like Joe Rogan's been there,
Right.
like every
Every
like
salute.
all over the walls. Like
Right.
there's a huge like display of different people. But I actually was talking to Polar Bear, John Gonzalez, Polar Bear, check him out. He gave me the recommendation to go to Cat's Deli, and he said to get the pastrami Reuben sandwich. It was $28, and with like a I was a little hungover, not
Right.
like hungover, but I was just like extra hungry and
Right.
thirsty.
Yeah.
And so usually when I'm feeling like that, I want like a water and a Coke. You know, do you ever feel like that the next day? You're like, oh, I want this. I want
Oh yeah.
water, Coke,
Yeah.
juice, whatever.
Especially when I'm traveling,
Yeah.
I like mixed meals. Yeah.
Yeah. And so yeah, you line up, you order your sandwich, and then you line up again to pay, and then you go sit down, and then you go and pay. Wait, sorry. You line up, order your sandwich, then you line up and get a drink, and then you sit down, and then after you eat, you go to pay. And also they packed up my Reuben sandwich. If you're listening and you want to see how much I ate of the sandwich, you would laugh because it's a huge sandwich full of meat. I don't know if you saw it in my story,
Yeah, I did.
but I only ate like maybe like 4 bites. It was like so filling.
Oh, damn.
And then that was the actually right when I decided to eat the Reuben sandwich. That was when everyone was outside with those glasses watching the solar eclipse. Or no, lunar eclipse?
Just
Solar eclipse?
total eclipse.
Lunar.
To
Total
total eclipse.
eclipse of my heart.
That song?
Yeah.
It's also a film.
Oh, I
Another
think
one.
it's a song. I feel like I'm getting it wrong now.
No. But yeah, I'm pretty sure it was Total Eclipse. Familiar. Oh,
Every now and then I
it's
get ready for the dance?
Yeah, I know this song.
Yeah. Okay, we could stop.
This gets, yeah, this song is a little bit.
Wait, the best part.
Oh,
I thought it was.
that
It.
was
Okay, you stop. Thank
like
you.
this song can be a little. Now, weird now that I'm listening to it.
Is your high?
Maybe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Gives me a different perspective.
It did sound different than
Yeah.
before.
It's a little like sexual.
Turn
It's like
around.
turn around. Yeah, it just keeps
Oh,
saying
total
turn.
eclipse.
I
Is that what they mean?
mean, I've only started thinking about it right now because when I was hearing the lyrics, and I don't know.
Shout out to Antonio Lopez because he sent me, we usually send each other songs, but he sent me this podcast where they actually go deep into songs.
Oh,
Like,
what
you
is that?
know,
I would listen to that
yeah, no,
podcast.
it's a
Yeah.
good song or a good podcast. Let me check it. Let me check what it's called. Do 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 do.
Go to.
While you go, I'll keep talking.
Go ahead.
I'm trying to find the song. All right, I'll do some shout outs while he's away. Shout out to Flashback with the Homies because I used to listen to their podcast and I'm hoping one day they'll come out with another episode. And then shout out to Ranting with Ramos. He likes to speak the truth and be honest, and I enjoy listening. And shout out to I Need a Freak podcast because they're always shouting everyone out. Shout out to Dave Jokes, Mindless Digital. I think we're gonna have an episode together soon. All right, so the podcast is called One Song. Okay, and then
One song.
I listened to, I learned a lot about, I'm trying to find it. Sister Nancy's Bam Bam.
Bam. Okay. What's that?
You know that, you know
I
this.
probably know if I hear it. Let
Hey,
me.
hold on. Okay, yeah, I can't play it.
Yeah. Bam Bam Sisters? What? I thought maybe she was like a nun. Oh my, yeah, I've heard this song many, many times over and over again,
And I never get sick of
unfortunately.
it. I don't know why he doesn't like it. I like
Oh.
it. All right. And then, yeah, there was like after the eclipse, after I ate my part of my sandwich, I took it to go. And then I decided to walk back home to my home was, I always call my hotel my home.
Really?
Yeah. I'm always
Huh.
like, do you want to go home? That's where
Interesting.
you're
No,
living.
yeah, but I never said that.
I do.
Okay.
I walked through Flat Iron area and then I walked all the way back to Times Square. I decided to go last minute. I decided to go to the Broadway Comedy Club for a 9 p.m. show. I was seated right near the front. I sat next to a couple from Saskatchewan and then two girls from Puerto Rico.
Did you tell to the couple from Saskatchewan, are you Canadian?
Hey?
A? No.
No, I
Maybe they
didn't,
would have
because I
clarified.
don't
No.
talk like that. And then they one of the comedians was like asking me where who I'm with, and I said I'm by myself and everyone clapped. And then all I was thinking at that time was hopefully no one follows me after, because I just
Yeah.
And then they asked where I'm from, and I said Vancouver. And then someone was like, woo! And they said they're from New Brunswick. And then the comedian was like, to me, is New Brunswick like Vancouver? And I'm like, no. And people laughed. Yeah. Puerto Rico. Yeah. I wrote it down. So there's always like a 2 drink minimum. I was warm, I guess, from walking all day.
Oh, wait, sorry. 2 drinks minimum or maximum?
The House of Comedy has a 2 drink minimum.
So you, oh,
Remember?
yeah, now I remember.
Yeah.
Oh, I completely thought about that the other way around. Okay, now I get it. Go on.
Yeah, I felt like a bit warm, warm, warm. So I ordered two pina coladas. Random.
Right, because you felt warm.
Yeah. There's some great comedians, and there was one comedian, his name is Fenn, and he was really funny, and he mentioned he had Instagram. And then after, when I went to pay, I almost walked into him and I asked him for his Instagram. And then the server wanted to, so when I went to pay, the server wanted to go out with me. He like asked me out. And I was like
How did
thinking in my head, that's not professional. Right?
Okay.
Who would do that?
You know, I know, but it's like sometimes, like, yeah, people don't care about professionalism. Yeah.
Oh yeah?
Yeah. I've,
You know?
I know.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. By the way, I had put my stickers in the bathroom. Because why not?
Right.
The bombastic one.
Yeah.
He wanted he, it was funny because he's like really young. And I was like, oh no, I'm like too old. And then he was like, oh, I just wanted to know if you wanted to go to a club. I'm like,
No.
dude, like I don't go to clubs. And then he wanted me to add his number, and I was like, oh, whatever, I'll just give him my number. And then I noticed his battery on his phone was low, and I let him know that, and I was like, see, I'm old. I'm letting you know that your battery on your phone is dying. Anyways, he said age doesn't matter. I'm like, yeah, it does. I walked home by myself and was so tired. I went to sleep. I was so tired. I
Was
was
this your first night or
the
no?
second.
Second.
I was staying at the Hilton, and then I decided to change it up and go to the Delta. And
Okay.
the Hilton was nice. It had a good view. It was like in the middle of Times Square, but I just wanted a change. I decided to go to Target because it's right across the street and buy toilet paper because everywhere I was going, the toilet paper was like super rough and thin.
Oh,
You know what I mean?
that's rough and thin
Like
is like
the airport, everywhere.
right.
And I'm like, you know what? I can't.
So you bought toilet paper.
A bunch of water because I did not buy enough water and I was so thirsty.
Oh,
You know, the worst thing is when you're like in bed. And you just want
and
water,
you don't
and there's
have
no water.
I know.
And I
No.
didn't know if there was a vending machine or not. I just
Yeah.
saw Target right across the street. Right next, we I was like right next to Madame Tussaud. Is
Yeah.
that how you say it, Tussaud?
Madame Tussaud, yes.
Yeah, Tussaud. Anyways, I went to Target, stocked up on water and white gloves and toilet paper.
Because you need, yeah.
Dude, I'm so glad it was like right across the street because it was heavy.
That, yeah.
A
Oh.
flat of water and toilet paper and white cloths.
Yeah.
White
That adds
cloths,
up.
yeah. Shout out to Chicanoish because I was listening to them and Brittany or Beans, she mentioned like how she will never settle with one ply toilet paper again.
Right, one ply down. Yeah, that's.
And she'll get like the extra soft and dude, like, I thought of her, so I sent her a picture of my toilet paper and sent it to her for proof that I went to
You
Target to buy toilet paper. And then
got
she, the next, I think a couple days later, they like recorded and they mentioned, she gave me a shout out because of my toilet paper. So I decided to post the picture and
Nice.
the recording.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But
Interesting.
I agree with her
Right.
100%. Like,
That's crazy.
one ply is like, ugh.
Yeah.
So when I decided to go to the Delta, they were really nice there. Shout out to the Delta
What's
Hotel.
that? Oh, okay.
And they told me it's better to order on price like a third party.
Oh.
So I'm like, oh, I was just looking on Priceline and it is cheaper, right?
Okay.
So they like actually mentioned that. So that was nice of them too.
Yeah.
Like, let me know. And
Yeah.
like, I kind of knew, but I just wanted to see how much. Because
Difference.
I'd rather like walk there and see in person or like talk to them in person.
Yeah.
I just feel better.
Yeah.
And then I dropped off my luggage, but I ordered on Priceline, and then I also had a coffee there, Americano, no cream, no sugar. What are you laughing?
Oh, yeah. Who are you ordering to? Anyway.
I asked for a big one, and then they gave me, it was like gonna be like, I would say like a what do you call a vent, bigger than a venti? Trenti.
There's bigger than venti? Dude. Trenti?
Yeah. I was like, no, never mind. I just want the medium.
What is that?
That was a large.
Like 2 liters or?
You know, a venti, it's bigger than that. It's a Trenti.
What the hell was that?
You know, when you're like, what gets like.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And yeah, I walked through Central Park again. I was going to check out the diner that Seinfeld used for the show. It's actually called Tom's Diner, but it was a little far. So I crossed through over to the Upper East Side. I went inside the Met Museum.
What is that?
The museum.
Right.
And I didn't feel like, sometimes I'm into museums, but I just didn't feel like a museum.
Yeah, some days you don't feel like a museum.
I walked, but I did feel like seeing Mr. Sheffield's house from The Nanny. From the 90s.
Oh.
The Nanny.
I don't remember that.
Mr. Sheffield. But if you've ever seen it, I guess you would know.
Yeah.
If you didn't, then you don't know.
Yeah, that's a film reference that I didn't know.
What?
It's a film, right?
It's a TV show. Well, because the Google Maps, sometimes it doesn't load properly, so I walked right by it without knowing.
Okay.
And then I walked back again. I was getting really hungry, so I'm like, I want to try Joe's Pizza. So I took a subway, I walked to the subway station and went to Joe's Pizza. Where Spider-Man, you know, the Spider-Man reference.
Oh, that's where it is.
Yeah. I had one piece. This lady in the line tried to take it. And then she's like, oh, sorry, I ordered the same piece. And I'm like, huh, that's funny. I checked into the hotel right at 3 and showered and then took the subway to Chelsea Market. I walked by a Canuck pub. And decided to go in because I remember walking by it before when we were in Chelsea. And I was like, what is it? Like, I've never been to a Canadian themed anything other than in Canada.
Yeah.
And I decided to go in. I ordered a blue moon, but I meant to say high moon. No, high noon.
Yes.
You know, it's like a white claw, but it's American, like, it's like a white claw. Kind of. But right. I said blue moon because I was thinking of the
total eclipse.
Solar eclipse. And then I'm like, wow, this is a great start to ordering. And then I had two of those and the bartender checked out my last name and asked if I knew someone in Ontario because he really liked this lady with the same last name. And I'm like, no, I have no idea. And then I found out there was an actual Canuck superhero in the comics. Captain or Mr. Maybe? Canuck or Captain Canuck or something.
Yeah. I had no idea.
Yeah, he's dressed in like a Canadian, like a Canada flag. And
that's funny.
And I asked about it. And then I was wondering what to do next. And I knew.
What's his superpower?
I don't know. I didn't look into anything.
Okay.
I was wondering what to do next, and I knew Gotham Comedy Club was close by, and I was like, I was looking that place up before I even went to New York, and I asked the two people beside me if they'd been. They said it was a good place, so I decided to get tickets. I only had 20 minutes before it started. I looked at the tickets, and it looked like a big auditorium, so I chose right in front. And then, yeah.
So you got good seats, huh?
I walked in, and when I was ordering the tickets, it looked like a big arena. Oh. So I thought being in the front wouldn't be bad. It was a lot smaller than I thought. So I was following Google Maps again, and I walked past the place. The table was tiny, and I had to sit with like three other people. I was right in front of the stage, so when the comedians were on stage, I had to look right up. It was like, you know, when you're in the Vatican and you're looking at the Michelangelo
Oh,
painting and your
yes.
like head is cranked up.
Yeah, it
That's
is.
what I felt like looking at the
Damn.
comedians.
You're that
Well,
close.
like pretty much.
Yeah.
At first, I was the only one at the table. Then a guy came and then left. I'm like, okay, this is weird. And then he switched. Apparently, he switched seats with this guy from Australia. Apparently, he was like, "Did you want to sit next to the hot girl?" And he
Right.
told me that later. I'm like, "Me? Okay."
Oh,
And then we started talking and found out from the people beside us that it was a Jewish show. It was like a Jewish benefit show. And then they asked if we speak Hebrew, and we said no. It felt like we were like the only ones that weren't Jewish. It was a benefit comedy show, which was really good. We had the list of comics, but one guy came on stage who wasn't on the list. And I have heard of him before, so it was pretty cool to see. It was Jim Gaffigan, this guy.
Oh yeah, he's famous. I've seen some
Apparently,
of.
he makes fun of a lot of Canadians or
Oh, does
Canada a
he?
lot, yeah.
I don't know. I've seen only, I think, one of
And
his shows.
also, there was Dan Natterman. He's been on Ann Letterman, America's Got Talent, and HBO. I think it was Dan who said, who pointed out that he kind of noticed that we weren't Jewish. So he would say, like, oh, I'll explain the joke later. And everyone was laughing. Yeah, every time they made a Jewish joke, they like would point to us and be like, we'll explain later. And they asked if we were together, and but right away we were like, no. After the show, I went to the washroom, and the lineup of the girls were like, oh, you did great. And I was like, I wasn't in the show. But and then I was like talking to the Australian guy, and I found out he was staying in Times Square. And because I was a little worried to get home because it was dark,
Yeah.
and I didn't want to spend a lot on
One
a
tax.
taxi. So I was like, oh, I found out he was walking. I'm like, can I walk home, like walk back with you? And he's like, yeah. So he waited. And that's where I met, like, I started talking to Dan, the comedian. And oh, yeah. And then on the way back, we saw like a bunch of policemen. And I was like, where's a good hot dog? And they kept calling it dirty dogs. I ended up at an Irish bar close to the New York Times building. That's where like my hotel was, right near. Asked him if he wanted some toilet paper.
Did he say yeah?
I gave him toilet paper and water. Yeah.
Yeah.
I
Hey.
asked him if he wanted toilet paper and water, and that was
Yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Because I'm just a kind person.
Yeah.
Because
Talk.
he was staying in the pods, you know, like a
Right.
pod,
Yeah.
pod hotel, and I felt bad
Yes.
for him.
Right.
So I'm like, do you want some good toilet paper and water?
And yeah, why wouldn't he? Yeah, of
He
course.
thought it was funny. I gave him my Target bag to carry it because he was like, am I just gonna go back holding
Yeah.
toilet paper?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, you thought it all through. It's good.
Yeah. Okay. The next day, it was my last full day, and I decided to go to Coney Island. I was telling the people in the elevator, I don't know. I think I was just talking to people in the elevators because I was kind of like on my own, you know, and
Yeah.
just to have like some kind of like
Interaction.
interaction with
Yeah.
people. I was talking to this guy at the subway, and I was asking for directions on how to get to Coney Island. He was very helpful, letting me know what I can do. He told me also you can check out the Brooklyn Bridge. It's really nice. It's such a beautiful day. Why don't you? And then he invited me for a drink. But I was like, oh no, it's okay. And then he offered to take me to Taylor Swift's house. And then he saw that my face like dropped. And he's like, oh, you're not into her? And I'm like, no. But thank you anyways. And yeah, so it was an hour on the subway. That day was that day, like other than that day, it was sunny.
Okay.
So like I even got like a sunburn. But the day I went to Coney Island, I didn't bring my jacket, and it was like the coldest day I was there. And it was so depressing. I was like, I can't see anything. No, it was actually really fun. It was really cool, like a good photo opportunity for like taking pictures of old like arcade games like that. What's that famous from Big, the movie
Oh
Big?
yeah, I saw it in your story. Like it was Zorba's, no, not Zorba. What am I saying? Zolta,
Zolta.
Zolta, right?
Zolta? Let me Google. Zolter.
Yeah,
Zolter.
Zol, yeah,
Zolter?
Zoltar, yeah.
Zoltar is from Big.
Another movie reference we go. Yes, the Big.
Yeah.
With
And
the Big, right? Yeah,
Big.
Big.
I think it's not the Big. Is
Okay,
it?
I don't. Okay, I don't know now. Big.
It's just Big.
It's just big.
You know how I found it?
No.
I Googled it. I was about to like, okay, like there wasn't much at Coney Island because it's not like a sunny day, right? And I'm not into like going on a ride. Like imagine me going on a roller coaster by myself.
Yeah. That. Yeah. No.
I did go to Nathan's Hot Dogs because that's the best hot dogs, and they were actually good. Somebody feed Phil. He suggested going to Nathan's, and then I heard other people suggest Nathan's hot dogs, so I had to try it.
Okay. It's in Coney Island.
Yeah, if you watch the new New York version of Somebody Feed Phil on Netflix, it's good. Yeah,
Okay.
that's where I went. And I Googled, I was like, no, I need to find where that Zolter is.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I'm in Coney Island.
Yeah, I didn't know that was even there. Yeah. It's
Yeah.
cool.
And then I Googled it. It's like it's right near Margarita something, and so I found it on my own. Like, well, obviously because I was alone. After Coney Island, oh, it was a like okay. Okay, guys, I was a little lonely at Coney Island, not to lie. Yeah, it was kind of like you kind of want to go with someone.
Yeah, I think I know which I've not, I'm I think I have an idea. Is there like a Ferris wheel or something
Yeah.
there? Right.
It reminded me of
It looks like Brighton, no?
yeah, like a
Right?
in England.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it totally reminded me of Scarborough in England where I went, because in England all the beaches they have like arcade games. And that's where and the only other place I've seen that is in Coney Island. Well, I've never been to
Cool.
like New Jersey or whatever, but
Yeah.
yeah, and I was like, wow, this is kind of depressing.
Oh,
I
shit.
don't mean like, I mean like if I was with someone, I think it would be like cool. But anyways, I changed my mindset and I was like, you know what? I'm in MF Brooklyn right now.
Yeah,
Right?
that's where
I
you
just
are.
had a Nathan's hot dog.
Yep.
I'm going to enjoy it.
Yeah, good.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So he's laughing at me because I just like whipped my hair around. But,
Oh God.
so yeah, I walked through the amusement park and I saw the Zoltar and I was really excited. And
I actually, I wanted to message you, be like, oh, do you know like this from this film? I didn't know you knew. I thought you were just like, I don't know. Anyway, but cool that you know.
I feel like Arash thinks I'm like a little.
No. No.
Okay. And then after Coney Island, I took the subway close to the World Trade Center because I know the server at Eataly. But I had to go see the 9/11 memorial because,
Oh.
yeah. And then I went into the World Trade Center, went to Eataly, and then I was like, "Can you say hi to that server right there?" And then he turned around and he's like, "Hey, oh hey." Sorry, realize it.
Great reenactment.
I don't even think you said that.
That's even funnier. You
Oh
had it in your mind, okay.
hi. Where have you been?
Hello, you could also,
Hello, is it you? No,
it's
hello.
me.
Oh, it's.
It's Is it you I'm looking for? Oh
So I had
no.
to get my regular espresso martini. Well, regular. I was there like only two times. And then I was like, oh damn, I miss Kelly because we were there last time, right?
Right.
Anyways, he came out, or I ordered mozzarella rice ball, I think. It was so
Oh,
good.
okay.
And then he's like, I hope you're not too full. And he gave me a bowl of calamari.
Oh.
It was so good. But yeah, it's nice to like
Calamari
know
is good.
people when you're traveling. I then took the subway home and hung around. Oh yeah, it was the last night and I took the subway home, hung around Times Square. I ended up at another Irish bar. I was so hungry. I ordered a big rack of ribs and a Coney Island beer just to remember the time I was at Coney Island. I
Got
just
you
made that up.
right.
No, I just saw that it was like a pale ale.
Oh,
I know.
you went for the
Yeah.
pale ale.
And then like when I'm like walking home, I bumped into this guy handing out QR codes to his music. You know
Okay.
those,
Yeah,
yeah.
yeah.
And he made me laugh because he said something and it was really funny.
Right.
Might have been the beer that I had, but
Oh.
anyways, in the morning, the shout out to the Delta Hotel staff. They were really nice. I dropped off my luggage. They arranged a taxi for me for 1 p.m. and it
Okay.
was like 10 o'clock. So I went out and walked around Times Square and I was kind of sad because I'm like, oh damn, I'm leaving today.
Oh
You know,
yeah,
that feeling,
I know, it sucks.
especially when you're not with anyone
Yeah.
and then you're like, oh yeah.
Mm.
So I have a coffee at, I had two coffees and I was a
Yeah.
little wired. I'm at, I think it was Pret-a-Porter. Pret-a-Porter. It's like a coffee place. And I was sitting there and I was watching the people pass by, drinking my Americano, no cream, no sugar. And then I went back to the hotel and I realized because I actually bought two ice wines. You know, ice wine?
Oh, yeah.
Because it's Canadian and I
Yeah.
was supposed to meet out with people,
Yeah.
but that didn't happen. So I'm like, I don't want to bring this ice wine home, especially if I have to pay for the luggage, right? So there is
Oh.
this young guy and this lady working at the hotel. And I was like, they were really nice. I'm like, should I? And
Oh.
I'm like sitting there and I'm like looking at them. I'm like, should I do it? And I said, this might sound weird, but would you? Like I explained, like I was supposed to give this to someone,
Yeah.
but and I'm leaving today. Would you like ice wine?
Okay.
And they were like really happy about it. So I gave them one each, and then I'm like, oh, by the way, I have some bath bombs. I make bath. He's like,
You
you,
had it on you?
and he's like, you make bath bombs? Oh, not like that. Okay,
Yeah.
no. He was like, you make bath bombs? I'm like, yeah. And then I was like, oh, well, he's here. Here's my podcast mug. I don't know.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then
Nice.
he's like, you have a podcast?
Tell
And
them
then he's like, what's your Instagram? And right when
all.
I'm giving my Instagram, the
Yeah.
taxi guy's like, okay, I'm ready. And then I sent or I gave him my Instagram and then I
Yeah.
went off away back to Canada.
Oh, smooth. Nice.
And then you know what was really cool? Like 2 days later when I arrived or I was in Canada, he sent me a picture of his glass of ice wine, the one I showed
Really?
him.
Oh,
Yeah, isn't that cool?
that's cool.
Yeah, but anyways, it was a great trip.
Nice.
But anyone visiting New York, I know a few people that are visiting, and I've told them some places to go to and check out. Thank you, Arash, for listening to my travel diaries.
Yeah, no, that's fun.
Yeah, I always feel better
Eventful.
talking to someone
Yeah.
instead of like talking to myself.
Yeah. What do they say in French when you s they say come back, they'll come back? I don't know.
That's
Yeah.
English.
No, but yeah, in French. What? I don't know why I want it in French, but it's
Come again?
no. Okay.
What's in French?
Welcome back. I want to like say welcome back.
in French.
Yeah.
What is it?
I don't know.
You thought I knew. Oh my
Yeah.
God.
Anyway.
Thank you guys for listening. Okay. And that is the end of Travel Diaries.